Yeah. Are you married?
No.
Okay.
I'm divorced.
Okay. I have a question. I ask because if your husband's a believer, I don't want to teach over him. I have a question for you. If you follow Jesus in spirit and truth, can you follow him and keep a bunch of lies?
No.
So Christmas is a lie. That's Easter's true. Coming, right? I want to tell you this.
It's not Easter. It's Resurrection Sunday.
Okay. But God never told us to celebrate that. They're going to celebrate Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you think Jesus is a liar?
No.
Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days.
Right.
And 3 nights.
Right.
Can you get 3 days?
My church says it happened on Wednesday.
Okay, that's right. So they don't celebrate Friday night.
No.
That's good. So he did die on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. But here's the thing. So they got that right. Praise God. Here's the thing, though.
They won't let us have eggs either.
Well, yeah, that's all. None of that is up
to God. No bunnies, no eggs.
But here's
We're
the thing,
allowed.
Man. If they don't teach you to come out of the world, how to ready, I got to go there. When your heart's been transformed. The next step is, like, what if I started, like, using the effort in front of your children?
Right.
And I told you I'm a man of God. Would you believe me?
I would say you got some working to do.
You would say I'm in sin. So when the heart's transformed,
we're all in sin.
Everything else, well, we don't live in sin. Saints
right.
don't live in sin. Right. So when your heart's transformed, the outward is going to happen. And the Bible actually tells us how to dress. The Bible actually teaches women to cover their heads. That's in 1 Corinthians 11. The Baptists moved, they used to do it for decades, centuries. They moved away from
well,
it
we're
when feminists.
We cover our heads when we approach God. Like when we pray
actually,
and stuff like that, right?
My wife could help you with that, and I could too, but my wife's right
Are
here.
Are you the wife?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Tina.
Yeah, my name is
Tupac. I'm learning.
Good.
So I've been a Christian for a long time, but obviously, you know, we keep learning. No matter what, we're like onions,
Amen.
Right? We just keep on
Amen.
Finding layer after layer.
I'm glad I could talk to you. I'll let you talk to my wife, okay?
So I do follow this guy on Facebook. Have you ever heard of him? His name is Cliff. He's got like... only one vowel in his last name. I'll show you.
Oh, I'm not really sure.
Well, just so you can see it, I'll show you it. He's got a Facebook page, or he's got a YouTube page.
Tell you what, if you
want to
send
give
me an
email
answer. Oh, yeah, I don't know who that
answer.
Is. Yeah. But what you want to do is you want to make sure you're following the scriptures.
Yeah, and I read my Bible, too.
Yeah, but you want to obey it, too. Like we were talking about... How we
well,
dress,
I feel
how we,
like
how we
this
present
is a dangerous place
as,
to be because you never know what kind of dangerous people are in here. But at the same time, we are supposed to be reaching out
Christ
to people, right?
We're not
we are.
I used to be.
Let me help you on that.
I used to be an agoraphobic person. I never left the house.
That's
yeah,
yourself.
I'm born again.
So if you're a born again child of God, your insides are changed. And like he was talking about, everything in your life changes. Who you associate with. How you live
Jesus
your life, what you look at, what you listen to, how you spend your money, how you dress the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So in 1 Corinthians 11, New Testament, 1 Peter 3 and 1 Timothy 2, New Testament, it tells us godly holy women how to do that. So if you're reading the scriptures,
yeah, but if you're
you need to follow and obey them.
You have to follow the whole law. There's a whole law.
No, we're in the new covenant today.
My divorce
this is in the new covenant
that.
Today that we're in.
You hear me?
It's a
my
new
divorce already law. Ruined everything.
I'm sorry.
My divorce already ruined everything.
Well, if you're in
the
new
Bible,
creation, you move forward. Okay, well, I don't know about that, but what I'm looking at is
well,
what you are today.
Have to be reconciled
so
to my husband
today, let's look at you today. Let's not worry about that part. You can worry about that part. I'm focused on you and your walk going forward, okay? I don't know all the details on that. So I'm trying to give you the information for a godly, holy woman. Coming out of the world also. So you're part of this. The Bible says to redeem the time.
Well, just
we're
the
not
fact
redeeming
that I stopped
the time.
To you guys says that
well, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm loving you, so I'm trying
listen,
to help you. So
I don't have time, though, because I'm trying to do something special with my kids. I am a single mom. I did get divorced. But I got divorced for reasons, like, I don't really tell anybody, but I think
okay.
that they're justified and God gave me permission.
Tell you what, I'd be happy to help you if you want to email. But you really got to start following
okay,
and obeying the scriptures. Yeah, it's
we're not Mennonites, we're not Anabaptists,
but test yourself because there's you got to go deeper. You know,
so
let me give you this. Revelation 21 and 22 say if you love and preach, or if you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven.
Amen.
Well, if you
so
expect
Christ
a law to
one
obey,
lie,
so
one unknown
law. I'm sorry? If you expect a law to fulfill you, you have to fulfill the law.
What are you talking about the law? We're in the New Testament.
Like if
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You got to keep
his
commandments in the
New
Testament.
We're talking about the gospel.
So we're in the
you
new
in
law
death,
of Christ.
Resurrection.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to teach
what
you.
I'm
it's
saying
the law
is,
of God. The
how do we
fruit
apply that to our
is
life? This is
good
where
fruit,
American
right?
Church is
if we're truly
right.
a transformed child of God, our life is
going
to show good fruits of obedience, following the scriptures in the New Testament, the law of Christ.
Right.
I'm not sure what you're talking about the law, though.
That Jesus came
well,
in the
well,
world, Jesus
you're
blood,
asking me.
Cover sin,
you're basically
again.
Assuming how I live my life because you see me here.
Your life. You can't,
well, I'm trying to help you out. I can see the fruit that you need some help. I'm loving you. do you realize Jesus said, we just went through it.
Do you see a fruit of disobedience in here or something?
Yeah, you built it on the rock.
I was saying, you're here to judge me. That's sad for you.
1 Corinthians 5,
I don't have time for that.
Test yourself. You got to repent. Come out of the world.
And when we repent, what do we repent?